AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. U.S. journalist Jason Rezaian has been sentenced to an unspecified prison term by Iran's Revolutionary Court. The Washington Post reporter has been held since his arrest in July 2014. He was tried in a series of private hearings over the past several months. His lawyer says she hasn't even been told the verdict from the trial, much less details of his sentence. His incarceration came at the same time Iran was negotiating and finalizing a deal with the U.S. and other world powers on curbing its nuclear program in exchange for the easing of economic sanctions. President Obama says the U.S. and its international partners will not relent in the fight against the Islamic State, insisting the world would not accept extremist attacks as the new normal. Wrapping up the ASEAN summit in Malaysia, Obama also says the civil war in Syria won't end until Bashar Assad is ousted.
My view on Assad is it will not work to keep him in power. We can't stop the fighting.
Obama wants Russia to stop attacking the forces backed by the U.S. in the Syrian civil war and turn its efforts against the Islamic State group. French President François Hollande meets with British Prime Minister David Cameron tomorrow in Paris ahead of his trip to Washington and a meeting on Tuesday with President Obama. After that, Hollande, who is intent on forming a grand coalition against the Islamic State group, heads to Moscow to meet with Russian President Putin. After the first major snowstorm of the season dumped up to 20 inches of snow in Wisconsin and lesser amounts in other states, temperatures descended into the deep freeze and turned roads into ice. Lansing, Michigan was an ice skating rink. Paula Fetter says there was just too much snow for her and her boyfriend to travel to see relatives.
Both of us are pretty used to driving in bad conditions growing up in Michigan, and we're both really comfortable driving in the snow, so it had to be pretty bad for us.
This is AP Radio News. Little-known Louisiana State Representative Democrat John Bel Edwards has won the runoff election for governor, defeating Republican Senator David Vitter. Edwards told backers last night,
"The people of Louisiana have chosen to believe that we can do better, and that by doing better, we will be better. And I commit to you, we will be better as a result of tonight."
Vitter says he will not run for re-election to the Senate next year. Things got pretty ugly at Zimbabwe's fourth annual Mr. Ugly contest. Supporters of the crowd favorite and defending three-time champ William Masvinu rioted when the judges determined that Milton Sear, with his missing teeth and grotesque facial expressions, was uglier. Sear dismissed his critics as sore losers, and they should accept that he's uglier than them, as he pocketed the $500 in winnings. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Nearly home. Isn't home where we all want to be? Reba here for Realtor.com, the pros' number one most trusted app. Finding a home is like dating. You're not just looking for a place to live. You're searching for the one. That's where Realtor.com comes in. Like any good matchmaker, they know exactly where to look. With over 500,000 new real listings straight from the pros every month, you could find your perfect match today. Ranch style with a pool, barn dominium with an in-law suite, Realtor.com's got them. Modern craftsman with a big yard and a treehouse out back, Realtor.com will have you saying, "Yep, that's the one." No more swiping. It's time to start finding. Download the Realtor.com app today, because you're nearly home. Make it real with Realtor.com.
Pros number one most trusted app based on August 2025 proprietary survey. Over 500,000 new listings every month based on average new for sale and rental listings, July 2024 to June 2025.